please.
Yes. Ma'am, can you see me?
Yeah. Hello, how are you?
Ma'am, I'm fine, thank you.
How is your day going? How's your Sunday going? What did you do?
Ma'am, it's very good. Today my cousin sister is there, so we are having fun.
Oh, okay. So we'll get done with this soon so that you can, you know, spend more time with your cousin. Okay. So I'll introduce myself. My name is Firdaus Shireen. I was also an MPS student from class 5 to class 12. So I'm kind of a super senior right now. So right now I'm doing this project for my master's and I will need your help in completing it. Okay. So before we start with everything, I'd like to ask you some questions. So tell me, who is your best friend?
Ma'am, my best friend is Ananya Sahu.
Okay. And what do you like to watch on TV?
Ma'am, I like to watch movies, cartoons and news.
Okay. News also. Nice, nice. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So do you like telling stories?
Yes, ma'am.
A lot.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you like listening to stories as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then just give me a second. I'll share my screen. Can you see my screen?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, so let's play a game together. I will be this woman who has the red computer, and you will be the girl who has a blue computer. You will choose a story that will show on your blue computer. However, I will not see it on my red computer. Then you look closely at the story and try to tell it yourself, okay? I'm looking forward to the story and I'm curious about what you're going to tell me. So there are three envelopes here. There is a different story in each envelope. Choose one and then you can tell me a story, okay? Go ahead.
Ma'am, the first envelope.
The sun?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, the story you chose has come out of the envelope, but you don't see it yet. The story has to unfold first. Now take a good look. Here are our computers. Your computer is blue and my computer is red. On your blue computer, the story will appear in color, so you can see the story. However, on my red computer, the story won't be visible. I can't see it. Now the whole story is opened on your blue computer, but I don't see it. It looks like this on my red computer. I would like to know what story you have chosen and what it is about. Take a look at the whole story first and then tell it to me, okay? Take your time, take a look at the entire sequence of pictures, and when you're ready to tell the story, tell me, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, I'm ready.
Okay. Now look at the pictures and try to tell the best story you can.
Yes, ma'am. Once upon a time, there was a bird named Pinky. She had a very good friend named Baboon the dog. One day when Pinky was very hungry, and she thought for going and collecting some food, she told her two babies that to sit on the nest and not to fly anywhere. So when the two baby birds were sitting on the nest, one hungry cruel cat came and saw them sitting on their nest. When Pinky was flying, the cat was hiding behind the tree and was hearing what Pinky was telling. He heard that Pinky told the two baby birds that not to fly anywhere. So he took the chance and started climbing up the tree. So when So when he started to grab a baby bird, Pinky's friend Baboon the dog saw that and started barking. Then Pinky came very fast and tried to save their children. Then Baboon the dog barked and shooed the cat away.
Okay, good, good, very good. Now, look, there are our computers again. Your computer is blue and my computer is red. On the blue computer, the story appears like this in color. And on my red computer, the story will now also show in color. Now we both can see the story. I would like to ask you some questions about the story, okay? So tell me, did you like the story?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'll ask you some questions. Why does the mother bird fly away?
Ma'am, the mother bird flies away to collect some food for the babies.
How do the baby birds feel?
Ma'am, the baby birds feel very hungry, so the mother birds tries to collect some food and want to feed the birds, baby birds.
Why do you think that the baby birds are feeling hungry?
Ma'am, I think that the baby birds are feeling hungry because they haven't eaten food for a long time.
Okay.
Or their mother has... their mother have not got any food when they were hungry, and after a few days they have felt more hungry and then gone for some food.
Why does the cat climb the tree?
Ma'am, the cat starts to climb the tree because the cat was also feeling hungry, and he saw that the birds are there, so he thought that to make the birds their food.
How does the cat feel in this picture?
The cat feels that looks like he was passing through and he saw the baby birds and he started licking his mouth.
In this picture, what do you think the cat is feeling, especially in the last two pictures that are being highlighted here?
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, in the just a second.
Take it.
Ma'am, in the fifth picture, the cat is like he is climbing the tree, and the baboon, the dog, is biting his tail, and he's like he's slipping down. And at the last picture, baboon, the dog, shoot the cat.
Okay. So why does the dog grab the cat's tail?
Ma'am, the dog grabbed the cat's tail to save the two baby birds.
Okay. Imagine that the dog sees the birds. How does the dog feel?
Ma'am?
So in this picture, imagine that after this happens, the dog sees the birds. How does the dog feel?
Ma'am, maybe when he was coming, or yes, ma'am. Ma'am, when the cat started to climb the tree, baby birds would start to cry. Maybe the baby birds start to cry, and when the dog shoot the cat, and their mother came and sat on the nest. So when she hugged her babies, so maybe they became quiet or like this.
Okay. So, who does the mother bird like the best? The cat or the dog?
Ma'am, the cat, ma'am, the dog, as the dog saved the mother bird's babies.
Okay, then. So, finally, we are at the end of it. Okay. Thank you so much for helping me out. See
Ma'am,
you
you must help.
later. Bye
Thank you.
bye. Take care.
Thank you, ma'am.